T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Hour two of the Carson Anderson Show extravaganza live from Comerica Park. Gator along with Stoney. Stoney's in for Doug. Doug will be back tomorrow's show. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. All right, so we've got the NFL meetings taking place in Orlando, Florida, as they have all week long.
I love the way you say Florida.
I do enjoy saying Florida. I've been doing it for 30 years. So it's fun for me, too. But the meetings are taking place. We've heard from Rod Wood, and then we heard from Dan Campbell, and now Brad Holmes has spoken. Brad Holmes got a little chesty yesterday talking about the free agent class.
Yeah.
And how proud he kind of pat himself on the back. And, hey, we got our number plan A recruits, our number one guys. We got them. And then it starts to wonder about, okay, what's left here? And, you know, it kind of contradicts a little bit what Dan Campbell had said. Dan Campbell made it seem the other day when he was speaking that, you know, they're not done. Free agency is still going on. They
right.
still can add to this team. They need to add some more players and, you know, the next steps at draft. But the free agency is ongoing and will continue to go. But then Brad Holmes said this on the question of needing another corner. And he said, it's not a need. It's not like, man, if we don't – look, when it comes to cornerbacks, you can never have enough of those guys, which I can say that with a lot of different positions. But so I don't think that we've ever went through a draft – where we didn't draft one at least, whether it's a corner or a nickel, but I've always thought it's good business to at least acquire one. But again, you can never have enough of them. Now, that was in relation to the Cam Sutton situation.
Yeah.
Do they need to add a corner through free agency because of the Cam Sutton situation? And he was basically like, it's not a need. Now, they'll likely take one in the draft, but
it's
not in free agency.
It still is a need. You have Mosley coming off an injury. You got Robertson, you got Carlton Davis. Those are your three top cornerbacks. Branch is going to play, you know, a little slot corner, some safety probably. You got, you know, and then obviously Joseph and Melifonwu are your other safeties. Yes, they still need a corner. As much as, you know, they run the football, other teams don't. It's a passing sport right now. You need, he's right about depth at that position. Yeah, so they'll draft one. But there are people, we're going to say it again, Gator, you know, our guy, you know, Stephen Gilmore. There are, and there's a few guys like him. You need to get that.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly think that they still need, and now more than ever because of the Cam Sutton situation.
Yes.
I found it odd that he would say it, and I was taken aback when I read this quote. I'm like, really? You don't think you need another corner right now? With the situation that you're in that you just learned about last week, seems odd to me. And
yes.
Yet that's what he comes away saying. So we ask the people if you agree with that, 248-539-9797. Do you think the Lions need to add another corner in free agency, particularly because of the Cam Sutton situation? I was still open for it even before we knew about Cam
yes,
Sutton.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I still think, and you said the name and I've said it forever, Stephon Gilmore can be had for cheap. I think he can. And it is a passing league. And as much as I like DJ Reader as a defensive tackle, I think he's a really good player, fits exactly what they want. That's the mold of a Detroit Lion, without a doubt. But you're adding a position to the Detroit Lions' defensive line. Was it necessary? Because the Lions were number two against the run last year.
Yeah, but
I don't mind keeping it a strength. That doesn't bother me. And, yes, I get that DJ Reader is a guy that gets pressure from that middle,
right.
That middle spot where not everybody does. I understand that, but I'd rather go get somebody who is a quarterback rusher, an edge rusher, if you will, or strengthen the secondary.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
and with the money that was spent, I mean, you're talking, what, $12 million a year? Is that what they gave DJ Reader? Am I missing that number?
I don't remember exactly what it was.
But they paid him a lot.
Yes.
And not that he isn't worth it necessary, but again, it goes to where do you allocate the money? Where do you allocate the resources? And they went with the defensive tackle, and they don't seem to think, at least Brad Holmes doesn't seem to think that corner is that pressing of a need in free agency, despite the fact that they just lost Cam Sutton, who was supposed to be for the next 2 years.
Well, either the secondary should be a need or improving the pass rush should be a need. You have to have one or the other, right?
Yes. And, of course, the draft is upcoming,
yes.
Which is something else that Brad Holmes was talking about. And he spoke with people yesterday and, you know, continued to hammer home what his draft strategy is with the Detroit Lions. So I understand his draft philosophy, and it's hard to disagree with it because he's had some really successful drafts here with the Detroit Lions. But he also talked about how you supplement and complement the team with free agency, with getting your needs in free agency. But he doesn't think there's a need right now in the secondary? And yet he speaks out of both sides of his mouth when he says you can't have enough of those guys.
He also doesn't want to tip his hand too much either.
That I get, and I that's fine. But, I mean, teams around the league aren't dumb.
No.
GMs around the league will look at every team's situation, particularly when they're drafting in that area. You know, if you don't think the teams behind them are considering that, or the teams ahead of them by a few spots are considering what the Lions' situation is with the secondary, then I guess you're underselling what these guys do.
Well, what's interesting is when
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You look at these mock drafts, you know, talking about, you know, players of need as opposed to the best available player. In a CBSSports.com mock draft today, they had the Lions taking Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver from Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, you put him with St. Brown and J-Mo and, you know, Laporta and holy, you know what.
Yeah, and I like Ladd McConkey a lot, and I think Ladd McConkey would be an interesting experiment with the Brad Holmes offense because I think he is, in a way, uncoverable. He is so fast.
Yes.
He runs incredible routes, and he's got great hands.
Kind of like another Cooper Kupp.
Maybe kind of like that, but not. I don't know if he's got the same size as Cooper Kupp. I think McConkey's undersized, which is – that's the other thing is that, okay, you've got your guy like your slot receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown. Do you need to get another guy like that, or would you take a bigger option like a Keon Coleman if you're looking at wide receiver? But then again, he's not going to go with needs. He's going to go with best player available. So if he thinks that Ladd McConkey is a better wide receiver prospect than Keon Coleman or Xavier Worthy, then that's where he's going to go. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. When you hear Brad Holmes speak about the needs of this team, or when you hear him talk about the draft and best player available, which he's always done, are you buying? What are you selling? And do you just flat out agree or disagree with it? I disagree vehemently with Brad Holmes about the need to go and get a corner right now, particularly after the Cam Sutton situation.
I totally agree with you.
You just waived him.
Get a corner. I mean, your corners, starting corners, are Carlton Davis and Amik Robertson right now, right?
Yes. Your thoughts next. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.